This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice? Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Weird sky out there. It's like overcast.
There's some clouds
to the west.
Yeah, but you see that sunshine.
Yeah.
Beaming.
This weekend, the weather was just amazing.
Yesterday was like 80 that. At my house.
But just like a perfect 80.
I know. It was warm, but surprisingly nice. Yeah.
Really, really nice weekend. Hope you had a chance to enjoy that. Right now, we'd like to give you a chance to enjoy our Alice in Winterland concert that's coming up on December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale, but you can win a pair right now. This hour's code word is, and it's a tricky one, grammar. Grammar spelled the way Andy Grammer spells it, not grammar the way the grammar Nazis in your...
What's the difference?
There's a G-R-A-M-M-E-R is what this code word is for Andy Grammer, and Gram the other way is with two A's, an A-R instead of an E-R. This is an E-R. G-R-A-M-M-E-R. Take the word grammar and text it to 20357. That's it. You'll be in the running for tickets for the show. We want you to be there. It's our big Halloween. It's our big holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about it. And tickets are going fast, so you can get a pair at radioalice.com. Alice in Winterland. All right. At the box office this weekend, more really bad news for Joker. Yikes.
Well, that's over.
It really is. 3 weeks
over before
out
it got going, really.
I know.
You already had bad, press, and then the first opening weekend was a total.
A dud.
Yeah. So, oh, well.
I'm looking at this story that's saying it's going to lose $200 million at the box office.
Well, somebody said, let's make it a musical, and apparently that's where they went wrong, because the first one was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Like it went, they spent, what did they spend?
55 mil.
And it brought in billions.
It broke a billion.
Mm-hmm.
They say this one is going to lose between 125 and 200 million during its theatrical run. And then I guess that the streamers must pay to license that. They must pay for you to be able to stream it on their platform.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I mean... Netflix isn't going to come up with $200 million for it.
We already bought.
It was a dud.
No, the move is what they're doing now, and that's we already bought Wild Robot.
Because you can have it
at
for $29.99.
Right, exactly right.
Right.
We paid $29, but now we got Wild Robot in our collection.
Right.
And we watched it over the weekend.
Which is worth it if you... really want to, if you're looking for a movie and you've
got
kids,
you
churn through that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the new thing is in demand, because if you just waited, you're already paying for something that you can stream it on for free eventually, but it just takes too long.
But Friday night, there we are. Edie and I are up watching The Wild Robot. Isla and Mama are sound asleep. Edie goes, I think we're the only two people still up in the house.
We should watch a movie, huh?
No. They fell asleep watching it.
Oh,
and we were still up. She looked over and went, there's... And I went, yeah, well, you know what? We're turning this off. We'll watch the rest tomorrow. You go to bed.
And did she?
Yeah.
Oh, what a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, Joker, not good. This is only its third week of release, and it made $2 million. Uh-oh.
You know, it's one of those things with when you... For me... I have no desire to see it. And I liked the first one. So, that's...
You did like the first one. I
did. I liked it. He's a great actor. He's about as creepy as it gets. Which I know he's...
Did Gaga ruin this movie? Like, I don't understand.
I think making it a musical ruined the movie. Mm. Yeah.
It has big dance act numbers.
I don't know.
Fantasy scenes. I don't know either.
But if you tell me that it's going to be a musical, do I want that? I don't.
Yeah. It wouldn't put me off if it was also a good movie. Like, it's just such a weird... Like, the Joker thing is so not a musical. You know? It's like this gritty thing where the guy's... freaking murderer. I don't need to see a musical
I think what I took from the first Joker is severe mental illness is what's happening here.
Yeah.
Severe. And so there's that. But now all of a sudden we're doing songs and he goes with Gaga.
So weird. Well, at the box office, by the way, after 4 weeks of release is, Smile 2 is number one. Had a nice opening. Smile 2 is, it's that time of year. It's a horror movie. I think, Maddie, were you saying you loved the first one?
Love the first one.
So it made $23 million at the box office. Congrats to them. Wild Robot is still killing it. Made another $10 million. It just crossed the $100 million mark.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Number four. You still say Inside Out 2 is a better movie and we'll get the Oscar for
what
it, et cetera.
What I believe to be, like, I think both movies are excellent. Both movies are worth a watch.
Yeah.
If you're asking me which one gets the Oscar, I'm saying it's Inside Out 2.
Right.
They're both great.
Something called Terrifier 3, which was the number one movie last week. It is number three this week and made $9.3 million. Beetlejuice still killing it. Been out 7 weeks, made another $5 million, $283 million so far. And these are just domestic totals. I'm going to sneeze.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Be sure that's the only one. Anything else here that was that Saturday night movie, which I think was in a somewhat limited release. It looks like it's wide now with 2,300 theaters. That made it about, that's at number nine. Nightmare Before Christmas, it's a 2024 re-release. Just a money grab. And that's been out for 2 weeks. It's made about $4 million total. Anything else here? Deadpool and Wolverine, still in theaters, still making money.
Mm.
$636 million domestically. Mm. That's it. Oh, let me look at Megalopolis. Let's see how that did. That really seemed to have died.
Bombed as well.
Yeah. I've been out for 4 weeks. And although right now it's only in 75 theaters, like they either never went wide with it or just dropped it out because it's at 7.5 mil total.
Total?
Yes. It made $73,000 this past weekend in 75 theaters. Oops. Okay. If you love Toy Story and you're a big Buzz Lightyear fan, this might be for you. This is a story I found in TechCrunch today. It is $600, but it is a robot, and it's an actual Buzz Lightyear. It stands up, it walks around. It's you. There's an app you can control it and run it through a bunch of different sets. I watched a video of it doing its thing, and you can even program your own moves into it using the phone and the app that you've got on there. It weighs like 4 pounds, and it's a good size. Let me see if it says how tall it is. It looks like a size large of the toy that's available in stores. But it is available and it's $600. They teamed up with RoboSen. So it's a collaboration between Pixar and smart toy company RoboSen. It's fully loaded with more than 3,000 tiny parts, 75 microchips, 23 servo motors. They say it has first of its kind micro servos, which is what helps it make intricate eye and mouth movements. And even in the video, they show this plate that's in the head moving around to move the eyes. And it's very weirdly realistic.
Mm.
You can activate it using voice commands or by pressing one of the buttons on his chest, but it really comes to life with the app. If you have the app, it's, you know, you can control it and run it through, put it through its paces. So
to infinity and beyond.
Nice. It's Buzz. So if you're into it, it's definitely cool, but $600. I suppose that if you're a giant enthusiast or you just love the latest robot thing, this is for you.
Lots of grown-up Disney fans.
Yeah, that's for sure.
With
and just collectors
spend.
who you know, something like that. That might be worth some money down the line as robotics improve. There is a story today about a man named Benjamin Glaze. He was a contestant on American Idol back in 2018. And I actually remember this guy, not because I watched the show, but because it made news and people called Katy Perry having problematic behavior.
Ben Glaze.
Wow. When you say it like that, it sounds like something else.
Yeah. Ben Glaze.
So he was a contestant who told the judges that he'd never kissed a girl. Do you remember this story?
I do.
Yeah. So Katy Perry says, get over here. And she puts her cheek out and he kisses her on the cheek. She says, one more. And she turns her mouth and she takes his first kiss right there on camera. And people were... And she thinks she's doing him a favor. She did do him a favor. Right. Well, and I'm sure that's what she was thinking. Hey, I'm Katy Perry. His first kiss is Katy Perry. Come on. But a lot of people were mad at her on the internet. How could you? That's toxic.
Is it?
I mean.
What do you think?
I don't think that is. I think that's actually, she is Katy Perry. He is on that show. We're talking about him now because of it.
The clip's on the Facebook page if people want to look at it.
Oh, of her stealing the kiss. So
that's how they refer to it, though, in the article. She stole his kiss.
She stole that kiss. And they called it a predatory move. I know. I'm like, or it's just, you know, well, Katy Perry thinking that it'll be fun.
You know, really recently, as she's released a new album, she seems to be under fire for not being in touch or on top of current standards. So I guess this started a while ago, didn't it?
Well, here's the thing.
The general public sentiment is not going Katy's way. That's for sure.
At the time, he said he wasn't bothered by it. Now he has way bigger problems. I'm just telling you remember this guy. This is how we know him.
Ben Glaze.
He was 19 at the time in 2018.
What did you do? Ben.
He has just been arrested for possession of child porn. A lot of it. More than 700 images and videos just on his phone.
So it's not an accident.
He was arrested on Friday. No, it's not an accident. It's not like, I don't even know how that got on my phone. 700 of them. Hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested on Friday. And then this story goes on to say, that's ironic because everyone thought Katy Surprise lip lock was a predatory move. It's just such a yucky story. Like, I do remember talking about that Katy Perry sneak attack kiss. And this poor guy, who turns out is the absolute, he's the predator in this scenario. Yuck.
So does it say how they caught him or are they?
No, I don't have that. Let me see if I can, some TMZ.
It's interesting to think that was he caught in a sting? Because they do that. I read about it from time to time where they have caught people in a dragnet.
I don't know. Let's see. He was arrested after the Tulsa Police Department, the police force there. They have a sexual predator / digital evidence recovery unit, and they received info that he was in possession of child sexual abuse material. He, by the way, I'm looking at a picture of him kissing Katy Perry and he looks shy, a little redhead, whatever. Now he looks super creepy.
Really because short. Of the new
Just because
news?
I know. Or it's his mugshot too, so that's creepy. Like here he is, he's kissing Katy, just like, oh no, mugshot.
Do you notice what he's wearing in his mugshot?
It doesn't look that different. Get out of here.
In his mugshot, I can't even see what he's wearing.
Oh, the one I have, he's wearing a Walmart. Like he worked at Walmart.
Shirt. I see what you're saying. It's like a blue collared shirt over a t-shirt. Well, it's just interesting that, you know, the real predator turns out to be this dude.
Gross.
I wanted to mention this because I do think that when we're very resistant to something that is, it's just gonna happen. Like the whole AI thing, it's gonna happen. So while I think that we should be worried about it and careful about it and be vocal about what we think the problems might be with it, it's I don't think we're going to be able to stop it. And Tool is talking. And so I just read this story this morning and I was like, you know.
Tool the band?
Tool the band.
Oh.
Tool said, basically, they made a huge mistake ignoring streaming for the last 20 years. For 20 years, they were like, absolutely not. Don't include us. We can't do it. It's, you know, that's. And now it has become the only way. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah, people buy. Sometimes people will buy an album or whatever. But
I held out forever. And it just comes down to, I don't even own these records in the first place. They're just on a digital. I just make a payment now and I've just got music, all the music.
All the music.
Mm-hmm.
So when streaming became the norm in music, a lot of artists fought it. And it was more, I think for most of the artists, it was about like, I need to get paid for this. Napster is stealing my music. This mm-hmm. is so, and a lot of bands made a stand and Metallica very famously was all
took
all
a
over
lot
it.
Of heat.
Yeah.
Took a lot of heat. Oh, you're already rich. What's your problem?
Right.
I don't know, because I made that art and want to be paid for it.
And because I'm the big guy here, I can help these little guys who aren't going to make a dime anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was probably them and people like them who wound up getting people paid what pittance they are getting paid from these streaming platforms. So when streaming became the norm in music, a lot of artists fought it. And it for some of them, it worked out, and now they're on streaming platforms, and other ones went, no, it's not enough, and that's it. You can't have my music, which means no one had their music at all anymore. Maynard James Keenan is in Tool, which was a huge band, had some massive hits in
still
alternative
is.
Radio, and mm-hmm. no, not really. The guy from Tool is like, we did it to ourselves. My son just graduated from college. My son just finished law school and his peers have no idea who we are because they weren't exposed to it. It's not on your phone.
Mm.
He's saying, yeah, if you were a fan in the 90s, we're still huge to you because you probably have our record somewhere. Mm-hmm. But, and now I think you probably can stream that. I mean, it sounds like he has realized the error of his ways. He says, he goes, we missed 20 years of reaching two generations of people to understand what it is we do in a format that, you know, I don't like listening to the MP3 version. I listen to CDs and vinyl, but that's the gateway to get them into vinyl and CDs or not, or just to listen to your music in general. And I feel like we made a huge mistake not being on those mediums for 20 years.
Well,
my son just finished law school and none of his friends have any idea who we are. A little late to realize it, but
they're still selling out shows nationwide.
I'm sure. I wonder if there's anyone, you know, anyone young at those shows. I suppose if your dad exposed you to it, then you might be, or an older brother or something.
But that's a band also that took a 10-year break in between record releases as well. So you might want to put out more music too.
That might help. I wonder if that was part of their bummed outedness at the streaming that had taken over.
The as artists, they were, what do they call that? Paralysis by analysis. They have a standard and wanted to keep it up. And Maynard the whole time was the singer was saying, I'm ready to make another record when my band is.
Oh.
They're still jamming, but nothing has come. As soon as they send me the music, I'll put lyrics to it and we'll put out a record.
Uh-huh.
And it was years and years. And I get it. You have a standard. It's crazy to think that you would find yourself going, I can't do anything like we once did.
I know. You know, it does seem like you hear a lot of bands talking about this. They spend their whole growing up formative years coming up with their 15 songs that they, you know, squeezed out of their hormone rage puberty bodies. And these songs matter to them and they're like everything they've ever done, and they put out this record and it takes the world by storm, and oh my God, these guys and the voice, and they have something to say, and they're just, and then it's like, okay, and then we tour the world. And then the record company goes, all right, what else you got?
Go home, write an album.
Write
now.
An album and be back in the studio in 1 month. And they go, oh, what? I'm busy doing drugs over here. I'm a rock star now. Hello.
Uh-huh.
They call it the sophomore slump.
They do. You gave it all on that first record. And some bands are fine. They're prolific. I mean,
well, writing is, I think everybody whether you're writing books or music, writing, you got to keep writing. You never should be stopped and going, hey, look, we got 15 songs. Yep. We're done.
We're done. All right. It should be an ongoing process. And I feel like if you've got 15 songs that you put on an album or however many, and you had a big album, like you didn't just write 15 songs. You've been writing your whole life and hopefully you've got something to draw from. Or hopefully, you know, you've got a Simon Cowell in your corner who's going to buy you a few more songs. Hey, kids, I got some new songs for you. Let's go in there and cut these things out and have another hit album so we can all make a whole bunch of money. Oh, woo, woo, woo. And I'll leave you with this. This is a fun story. Tiger King, Joe Exotic, 61, quarantined with scabies in Fort Worth prison. Was like, scabies, what are those? Well, it's a contagious skin rash called by mites that burrow under your skin and lay eggs.
I think Scott Capurro had that.
Yeah, he had something that starts with, I think it was scabies.
No, I think he...
There's other ones,
I'm not trying
though.
To be mean. I think he had that.
It. Yeah. He is current... This is Joe Exotic. He's currently incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, serving a 21-year sentence that he thinks he's getting out of jail next week. Or next year. Or next week.
That TV show made me feel filthy.
Yeah. Well, he was scheming to hire a hitman to murder Carol Baskin. Killed her, husband whacked him.
You like that show?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. It reminded me a lot of West Virginia.
Oh, God. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Not in a good way. Or in a good way. Were you like, not in a good
way? No, yeah. More like, this is reality of where I grew up. Mm. These people were real.
It really was not pretty.
Very methy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was getting these boys to do all kinds of stuff with the drugs that he was giving them.
Mm-hmm.
A representative for the prison confirmed an outbreak of scabies during, it happened in a housing unit. Nobody can visit. There's no in and out. They're all just there. I guess getting treated for scabies. They say that there's a state of crisis with staffing, and that includes medical employees. We make every effort to ensure the physical safety and health of the individuals confined to our facilities. Oh, by the way, Joe's lawyer says he'd been experiencing symptoms, including a rash and itching, for over a month and a half before he was diagnosed. And his team says that the conditions in the prison are very unsanitary, including rats in the bed. The prison said, no, there's no rats in the bed.
Okay, you say so.
They're not pets. They're rats. Anyway, there you go. Joe Exotic has scabies.
The lesson here, kids, stay on the right side of the law.
You don't want scabies. What's coming up?
Lots of stuff, including people pleasers. Are you one? And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Gaga. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Woo! Would 5K a day make it a little better? It might make it better. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day. With Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app and then log in and listen to us on it. If you give us 1 hour cumulatively each day, you get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's no mystery why Fremont Bank and its foundation give back to our Bay Area communities. They know that a healthy bank can only come from a healthy community. So since 1995, the bank and its foundation have awarded nearly 4,600 grants, totaling approximately $38 million to causes that need it most. Find out more about their philanthropic giving at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s. Should be a nice day. About 2 weeks until we vote. You get to have a say.
Do it.
Consider voting. 49ers lost over the weekend. So bummed about it because we just don't look good. I know we have a lot of injuries and blah, 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 but we're losing. So not going to be much to save if we start to get these players back. We're already, well, whatever. Two games for Monday Night Football tonight.
<I'm> sorry. Hurts that as the Chiefs too. Like, enough of them.
Oh, God. So, and now they're the articles are, oh, could they three-peat? Would you say that you are a people pleaser?
Less now than earlier in my life. But I do, you know, I want people to like me. Would you say you're a people pleaser?
Probably more so now.
Oh, you said we've had like a little opposite trajectories.
I try to be more thoughtful and considerate now. I wouldn't say, though, that I've ever suffered from being a people pleaser. Mm. I think that I've been, if anything, I've been told tactless and rude. But, you know, that's, as a young person, I thought you'd want some honesty here. You know, like, do I want to do that? I don't.
Yeah.
Nope. Are you waiting for a why? I don't have a why
no,
for you.
I didn't say why. I'm just going to, nope, that's it. I do actually feel like you've made way more of an effort in recent years.
And I'm trying.
Listen, having kids, that'll humble you. That'll bring you down to like, no, I don't want to do that, but I will for you because I care about you. So, yes.
48% of Americans admit they're a people pleaser. 47% say they're not.
But
5% aren't sure. Look, there's nothing wrong with trying to please the people in your life around you that you love, that do for you, and you're trying to do back for them. The idea that you'd go wildly out of your way to make some random person more important than yourself or others in your life, that's where things start to lose sort of.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's about boundaries, really. Yeah, like, no, I'm not willing to. I don't know you. And my answer is no.
It seems really wrong sized if you've just thrown your own needs out to help someone you barely
know. Which is not to say that if you can't, you know, we should help other people. We should do our best to put a nice face forward. But it's not to the point where it's like, hey, will you carry this suitcase full of drugs onto the plane for me because I just can't do it and you look so... And it's, sure, I'll help you.
52% of women are people pleasers compared to 44% of men. Young people were more likely to say yes. Here are some of the... Let's see. If you're not sure if you're a people pleaser or not...
how do they define this?
See how many of these categories you fall into. Do you often go to great lengths to avoid conflict?
Mm-hmm.
No, I definitely not as much as I used to. I'm like, let's just have it out.
71% of Americans said they do. go to great lengths to avoid conflict.
Sometimes it's just easier just to...
Do you put other people's needs ahead of your own?
Well, in your family, I do in my family. Although, no, because I need my sleep. I guess it just really depends on how inconvenient it is, whether or not I'll do it. I guess I'm not a people pleaser.
Do you feel like you can't say no when someone's asked you for a favor?
Yes, I do feel that way sometimes. If it's especially if it's a good friend, even though I really don't want to do it, I might say yes.
Do you feel responsible for other people's feelings?
Sometimes, yep.
Do you struggle to establish boundaries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes.
You do?
I'm checking all of these boxes. I know I'm a people pleaser.
Oh, you do know that about yourself.
I think it also helps with my job. I'm a facilitator.
You're an interface, for
yeah,
sure.
So I try to please people.
Do you find yourself on the losing end of that often?
Yes.
Well, you can't please everyone. It really is true.
And I'm the guy who will, like, if a stranger needs something, I'll feel like I need to help them, even though...
Well, it just depends. Like,
it's not always good for me.
The thing is, you start by saying, yeah, I'll do this one little thing for the stranger, and it just sometimes becomes like, what have I gotten myself into? Now I'm listening to this person's life story.
I think it's just as likely you might do more for someone who you don't know than someone you do. You might feel more capable of saying... No, Mom, I'm not going to do that for you. Or you're no, brother.
That's a good point.
Nailed it.
But you would feel less likely if someone who's in need and you got $5 and there you are holding $5 and you're like, yeah, actually I do here or whatever. You know?
I was going to buy a scratcher with this later, but all right, you can have it. It's really important, $5.
Do you agree with people even when you don't really agree with people?
I will do that if I just don't have the energy to be in a battle. Yeah, all right, fine. Whatever you say.
How about a fast fact?
Oh my God, I agree with that. Come on, Adele.
It's not.
Nope.
Oops, sorry.
This thing was going random on me. Listen, I believe you.
It went rogue.
This thing does go rogue, and no one believes me.
It goes rogue.
Fast fact. In 1965, before he went to Vietnam, John McCain was on Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah? How do
you
do?
He was a one-day champ.
Oh! He's a smart guy.
NASA used to hold beauty pageants in the 50s and 60s. The title changed from Misguided Missile...
Oh, that's so funny.
...to Queen of Outer Space to Miss NASA.
Oh, boy. And then finally they went, wow, this, no matter what we call it, it's super sexist.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because we can stop it.
NASA beauty pageants,
you
everyone.
You should smile more. You're so pretty when you smile. I work at NASA. I don't want to be in your beauty pageant. I'm a scientist.
Albert Einstein, Edgar Allan Poe, Jesse James, H.G. Wells, and Charles Darwin all have something in common.
Say all their names again.
Albert Einstein, Edgar Allan Poe, Jesse James, H.G. Wells, and Charles Darwin all have something in common.
They all have a third testicle.
They married their first cousins.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
That's imagine that. If you it's and no Tucker good. Had worked out.
I could be added to that list.
Tucker's a first cousin, right?
He is.
Yeah. There you go. King Arthur didn't just have a sword named Excalibur. He also had a spear named Ron.
Ron?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That's stupid.
Nope, that's true.
Isn't King Arthur a made-up thing?
What?
Yeah.
You don't
King
know
Arthur, the Camelot, the Knights of the Round Table, whatever. Isn't that a story?
You've lost your mind. What happened to you?
Excalibur. Ron the spear. Give me Ron and Excalibur.
I love that one.
Okay.
It's true. This six pack of California beer costs $120.
A six pack of some, is it that Pliny the Elder?
No.
Pliny the Younger?
It's called Hanabi.
Oh.
It's made by Hanabi Lager Company. They shocked the beverage world when it released its first beer in late 2020, charging $90 for a six-pack. They say it's a Pilsner, a style that people expect to cost about $1 a can.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that?
Well, Pilsner is just like a the light golden beer. It's like a Budweiser or something, right?
Oh, is it Pilsner?
I think so.
I would think that was
Stella
a lager.
Maybe, or I don't
know. No, those are all Pilsners, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's your basic beer.
Your basic sort of yellow beer.
What was yellow can Coors? Is that a Pilsner
that's
as well?
That's a Pilsner.
Okay.
I think that's a Pilsner.
All right.
I don't know, though. Well, someone will know. So 800-400-3697. Okay, so yeah, like Pilsner is a cheap beer. So $90. And now they've got this new one for $120 a six pack?
$120 a six pack. Now, do you think that, because I know your boy is very into his designer beers, would he know the difference if you taste tested him a beer That's, from this six pack?
That is a great idea. I should get one $20 beer from one of those six packs and a Budweiser and put them and blindfold him. Because that kid was so snobby with the foods and the wines and the beers.
$120. You know what I was super into when I was, you know, of age, but young-ish?
What do you mean of age? You weren't of age. You
I mean,
like
I was
16.
Of a certain age. I mean, but still, is that $35 keg? Like, that's what you want. You want to be able to throw a huge party with all your friends,
yeah.
And a keg costs $35.
Well, there was a deposit for the tap. And they want their keg back.
We had all that stuff, Sarah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, come on, Sarah. Didn't you have a tap?
I didn't have a tap.
That was my move. Like,
come with the tap?
Well, no, know how to work the tap so that and so that whenever
you did,
now I'm gonna, I will run the beer for everyone. I'm going to see you all as you come get beer, and I'm going to hold out as long as I can until I have to go to the bathroom, and then I'll lose my spot.
So you were a drinking people pleaser.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's called a pleasing pretender. I'm just here because every time I take a sip, I fill it back up to the top. My cup never runneth dry.
Until I have to go to the bathroom so incredibly bad, and then it just becomes
just put another cup down.
Oh, come on. Computer, here we go.
Oh.
Man catches wife in bed with another man.
Okay.
And then ends up in prison for it.
Did he kill the guy?
No. A Chinese man was sentenced to 6 months behind bars. He caught his wife sleeping with another man, but then accepted money as compensation for the cheating.
From the man?
Mm-hmm.
So he pimped out his wife after the fact? And had to go to jail for it.
This guy in Shandong, Eastern China, noticed his wife was taking unusually long to get ready to take their daughter to their private tutor. So he decided to follow her around. When she went into a local hotel, he started suspecting his wife was cheating. Really?
Huh.
Weird.
People just stop by hotels sometimes. I mean, the lobbies are so great.
Those suspicions were confirmed when he stormed into her room to find her in skimpy underwear next to a naked man. In a fit of rage, this guy beat the other man.
Oh. And then stole his money.
They say he even kicked his wife.
Oh.
He eventually accepted this guy's offer, though, of $3,300 in three online installments as compensation for having been with his wife. During the divorce proceedings, he was shocked to learn that there was a complaint against him accusing him of extortion.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, he did extort that guy.
Well, he's
a pimp in this scenario. But the guy did pay him, huh?
Now the guy is saying, I think my wife masterminded this whole thing to get rid of me.
Hmm. They do say sometimes people cheat just because they're...
This is the way.
They almost want to get caught so that it starts the conversation
about... Well, you're taking a long time getting ready to go drop our kid off at the tutor?
And I've just found you at a hotel?
And pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, it's hard out there for a pimp.
So he got $3,300 and now he's still divorced and he's in big trouble. Looks like he got 6 months in prison for extortion.
Hmm. Well, when he gets out, people will think, oh, there's that danger guy.
It's actually very sad.
It is sad.
Love just goes kooky.
It does.
Not yours, though, Coco. That's going to go perfect.
Yeah, you're going to have a nice, long, happy marriage with lots of babies.
If you don't all know, Coco, Nikki, used to be on the show.
Yep.
For years.
Yeah, and she actually, during the pandemic, the first 3 years when we were working from home, she was just great. Ran everything from the station. And then,
after swearing off of men forever, she met young Beef.
Yeah.
Cake.
Beef's mom, Mrs. Cake, called in and let us know that there was a young Beef ready for her.
And they got married over the weekend.
They congratulations to them.
I believe she is really good mom material.
Oh, I agree. And I really loved her. Remember, her mom and dad were so great and they loved the show, and she's got all these sisters, and they just seem like that kind of like the big family, and everybody loves everybody. They're nice people.
707, our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Budweiser's a lager.
Okay.
I don't know the difference.
I don't either.
And they didn't used to ask us that kind of stuff when we, you know, this was before designer beer.
Yeah. Pilsner, though, it is like a, I don't know. Did someone say what brands are Pilsners?
Oh, add really Rudy Giuliani to the list of marrying first cousins. That guy.
I know.
Man, has anybody ever been more disappointing than that guy? Like, after 9/11, it seemed like he was riding a wave.
I know.
And
America's
then somehow,
mayor.
Yeah, just wow. Woof.
Let's see. What beers are popular Pilsner beer brands? Here we go.
A lot of them.
Yeah, nothing I've ever heard of. Beck's.
Oh, I used to drink Beck's.
Bitburger. Yeah, I don't know about this.
So the difference between a Pilsner and a lager, Pilsner is the result of carefully controlling the lagering, an aspect of the beer brewing process.
Okay.
They're related.
Light beer from Miller is a Pilsner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, to me, is, let's see. They do say there is a difference between a lager and a Pilsner, though. Like, I'm definitely saying, people are asking about specific beers, and
$120 six pack is for losers. I mean,
or
I take
beer
it back.
Connoisseurs, people who
what?
Know stuff.
Come on, 408 says I think Kapuro had shingles. My bad.
That's what I thought.
It wasn't.
I actually think that he did have scabies, and I was like, is it the other one, the other S one?
Shingles would be now.
Shingles is like, right. Yes. I do think he had scabies.
We'll ask him when we see him. And
yeah.
We'll get to
write
the bottom
that down
of that.
As a question, you know, for future Scott Kapoor. Keep notes.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, lots of things, including Alice in Wonderland tickets.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.